Severe weather moved across the listing area Monday evening with several tornado warnings issued in both northern Arkansas and southern Missouri. There were several reports of damage in Stone County, Arkansas, where a tornado hit around 10:30 last night in the Dodd Mountain, Hanover, and Pleasant Grove areas. The sheriff's office reports several homes and vehicles were damaged. As of this morning, there are no other confirmed reports of tornadoes in the listening area. Several areas across our listening area did report large hail, golf ball size and larger. There is a chance that severe weather may pop up again today. ECNN will keep you updated. A man from Gamelia has been arrested on child porn charges. 61-year-old Michael Wamser was arrested Monday. He's charged with 15 counts of distributing child pornography, 34 counts possession of child pornography, criminal possession of explosives, possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance with a purpose to deliver, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He's being held in Baxter County Detention Center with bond set at $400,000. An inmate at South Central Correctional Facility in Licking has died. Last Thursday, 48-year-old Kevin Marshall died at Cox South in Springfield. Marshall was serving a 20-year sentence on several charges, including burglary and assault of a police officer. Marshall has been at the prison since 2015. An autopsy will be conducted. Several accidents were reported Monday in southern Missouri. A 61-year-old man from Kimberland City suffered serious injuries when the Kawasaki mule he was in met a vehicle on a blind curve and hit head-on, ejecting the man from the UTV. The man was flown to Cox South in Springfield. The accident happened on County Road 827, 10 miles west of Gainesville in Ozark County. A man from Columbus, Ohio, was injured in an accident in Douglas County Monday. The 34-year-old man suffered moderate injuries when he traveled off the road, struck a ditch, a fence, a tree, and then overturned. The accident happened on Missouri 95, 3 miles north of Van Zandt. A woman from Licking was injured in an accident in Texas County. The 33-year-old woman suffered minor injuries when she turned into the path of another vehicle. The accident happened on Missouri C, 2 miles northeast of Licking. A Donovan man suffered minor injuries in an accident east of Donovan. The 56-year-old was injured when he ran off the road and hit a telephone pole. The accident happened on County Road 142 E24, 3 miles east of Donovan. A woman has been arrested in connection with an accident last Thursday in Ozark County. 30-year-old Destiny Bearden is charged with felony DWI with injury and misdemeanor charge of careless and imprudent driving, failure to restrain a child in a child restraint, and no insurance. Bearden and a 5-year-old girl were both injured in the accident when Bearden traveled off the road and hit a fence, then overturned the vehicle. The young girl was flown to Cox South in Springfield. A man from Donovan was arrested by the Highway Patrol on Monday. 47-year-old Chad Grant was arrested on charges of felony leaving the scene of an accident with physical injury, felony leaving the scene of an accident with property damage exceeding $1,000, DWI, no insurance, no seatbelt, no valid plates, and operating a motor vehicle in a careless and imprudent manner involving an accident. He was taken to Ripley County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. A ribbon cutting is planned for Friday morning at the Highway 160 overpass in West Plains. The portion of Highway 160 has been closed for a year while crews built the overpass on Independence Drive between Concord Road and Freedom Drive. A final walkthrough is planned this week with a ribbon cutting set for 9 a.m. on Friday. The Isser County Sheriff's Office Weekly Incarceration Report and the Sharp County Sheriff's Office Weekly Arrest Report are both now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Willow Springs native Hannah Harper has advanced to the top 5 on American Idol. Hannah competed last night in the top 7. It was Taylor Swift night, with Hannah singing the Swift song Mean. After the votes were counted, Harper was named to the top 5. The West Plains R7 School Board officially welcome Abigail Freight, a student at West Plains High School, as the 2026-27 Student Board Representative during its April board meeting. Freight was selected for the role at the board meeting following a competitive application and interview process. The student representative position, now entering its third year, provides an important opportunity for student voice and leadership within the district. More about Abigail available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Awards and accolades abound when faculty, staff, and students at Missouri State University West Plains gathered on April 23rd for a celebration of Leaders Student Awards Ceremony at the West Plains Civic Center. The annual event recognized students for a variety of academic and leadership achievements and serves as an installation service for the new Student Government Association president and vice president for the upcoming academic year. Sworn in during the transfer of power ceremony were President Mitchell Robles of West Plains and Vice President Morgan Bukers of Moody. The officers were sworn in by current President Max Biddle of Houston. We have a list of the award winners at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Howell County Lincoln Day Dinner is set for Saturday, May 2nd in the Magnolia Room of the West Plains Civic Center, and you don't want to miss this exciting event with great food, fellowship, and inspiring leadership. Headlining the event will be Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins. Delivering the keynote address, attendees will also hear from State Senator Brad Hudson from District 33, State Representative Keith Elliott from District 153, State Representative Lisa Durnell from District 154, and former State Representative candidate Travis Smith, District 154.